Next up, it's Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert and Jen Ashton.
Whether you like cooking or just like to eat or are passionate about your culinary adventures, most of us can agree, I think, Jen, that there's nothing more sad than a sink full of dishes. Wouldn't it instead be easier if there were just one cast iron skillet or Dutch oven or one sheet pan or one pot at the end of a meal?
Yeah, or one grill to stand in front of and have it all done at the end.
It's my dream. In fact, my true dream is something like on Star Trek, where you stand in front of a box and say, Earl Grey hot. But I don't think that's going to happen for a while.
And it just materializes right there in front of you.
But the next best thing is the idea of one pot meals. The simplicity, the speed, but it does have some drawbacks. One of the problems of one-pot meals when you look on them online is that most of them are either pasta or chicken.
Sure, the common ingredients. Or, I mean, soups and stews are kind of the ultimate one-pot meal, and I love them, but if you're not careful, they can kind of be one note in flavor.
Yeah. I am on a quest to try and give a little variety. As you were pointed out, you expand beyond the pot. You could use just one sheet pan or just one griddle. I think it's really important to use fresh ingredients, at least a couple, in every meal to develop your flavor. Don't use all canned or pre-processed ingredients. And there's always adding a sauce or garnish of some kind right at the end to give your one-pot meal a little interest, a little pep.
A couple thoughts on that. I mean, when I think of a one-pan meal, is there anything better than roasted vegetables? And maybe along with some sausage, if you'd like that as well. But, you know, the colors, the red onion that's perfectly caramelized, just filling that pan with the zucchini, the grape tomatoes, the yellow squash. So that's been one of my favorite one-pan meals.
That is amazing that you bring that up. But I listed here my three favorite one-dish recipes.
Okay,
and
let's hear them.
Number one is sausage with Brussels sprouts and honey mustard.
Mm. Oh, Brussels sprouts with honey mustard are really a great pairing.
It's a great combination. It works if you get the sheet pan in your oven really hot. So what happens is the fat from the sausages coats and seasons the veggies, and the honey gets caramelized. It's sweet and salty and a little bit acidic. All you need is sweet or hot Italian sausage, trimmed Brussels sprouts, oil, salt, and pepper, honey, and Dijon mustard. And you really basically just coat everything with oil, throw it on a pan, put it in your hot oven, roast it until it's almost done, and then put on the honey and Dijon.
And are you even having to cut up the Brussels sprouts and the potatoes, or can they go in whole?
The Brussels sprouts just need to be trimmed. They get brown and crispy on the edges. I have a few other recipes that I love. I'm going to tell you about them really quickly. Fish tacos are so easy. You just take your favorite flaky fish, halibut or tilapia, season it with Old Bay seasoning, and cook it in butter and oil in a pan until it's opaque. Serve it on warm corn tortillas with a bunch of chopped and shredded veggies. We like onions, carrot shreds, and cabbage. And then the key to this recipe is the sauce. And for that, you do need an extra bowl for this recipe, I'll admit. But no more cooking. You put together sour cream, mayo, lime juice, and a few of your favorite spices.
Oh, that sounds great. I love that your tips here of expanding beyond the pot, adding the sauce or the garnishes really help, because those slow cooker recipes you were talking about, they can get caught in less confident flavors will get lost. And so I like your use of some of these sauces and good tastes in there.
So if you want to try a one pan recipe that maybe is out of your current repertoire, find something that really kicks up the flavor or the texture, or uses an ingredient that you don't normally use. There's no guarantee that one-pan cooking is faster or easier than typical cooking, because sometimes it can be more complex. But for the really delicious ones, it's definitely worth it, especially at the end when you're only washing up that one single pan. This is Lael Gilbert.
And Jen Ashton.
For Bread and Butter.